where do you think that silent film fits into the canon today for today's movie watchers?
Well, one reason for a silent film festival, I think, is our feeling that people don't know silent film well enough. And I mean, I sort of reject the notion of old movies. You know, I never heard anybody say Vermeer. Vermeer. Oh, old painting, or Shakespeare. Old theater. I reject that notion entirely. I think that this is full-fledged, absolute, legitimate cinema, and when people come and watch it, they're knocked out by it.
I mean, if we're talking broad brushstrokes, that is what most people think, old movies. But they don't think that about other art forms. Why do you think that that is?
Because Hollywood has always been in the business of new. And if you can think back to, say, the film Singing in the Rain. Singing in the Rain is a movie that says, movies are better than television because TV was, coming along. Movies are better than television because they're big and bright and full of color, not like those old, funny-looking silent films.
Hank Troy, let me pull you into the conversation here. When you started in the 70s, when I read that you have been working for more than 30 years accompanying silent film, my brain sort of went, interesting, how does one do that? But you've done that here in Colorado. In your approach to music, you choose not to use scores from what I've read. Why do you take that approach?
It's too cumbersome to use a score. I've tried it, and scores exist, and a lot of music exists. But to watch the movie and look at the score and keep track of where my hands are, it's just a little too much for me to do.
Let's talk about some of the films. Silent film, people tend to think, Charlie Chaplin or maybe Buster Keaton, and they both have showings in the festival. But let's start with a film called The Unknown.
The Unknown, I think, is as creepy a movie as there is. It's about an armless man in the circus, played by Lon Chaney. Joan Crawford likes him because she is afraid of men's arms. She has this phobia, and the strong man is pursuing her. So she seeks refuge with this armless man. But nothing is that simple, and it doesn't go well for anyone. In The Patsy, this wonderful comedian, Marion Davies, does an imitation of Lillian Gish. Lillian Gish was, in a way, the first great American movie star, and she was in a number of D.W. Griffith's melodramas. And Marion Davies does this, I think, loving but utterly devastating imitation of her.
She does several things, actually. She puts on a kerchief. She mugs. And she uses her hands, and she purses her lips in the same way that Lillian Gish did, and it's very funny. All of which you will have to imagine.
And I'm watching your face as you play, and you really. It's almost as if you're playing it out in your mind. You're really feeling it, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
A mutual friend said that what happens when he accompanies a film is that it goes from the screen to his eye, to his heart, and then into the piano. And I think that's true.
How has silent film impacted cinema in the years since it was created?
Well, silent film made filmmakers concentrate on the visual. And for early in the sound period, the films made by filmmakers who hadn't worked in silence are nowhere near so interesting as those made by people who had, because those people really understand the language of movies.
Thank you both very much. I've been speaking with Howie Movshovitz and Hank Troy of the Denver Silent Film Festival. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.